Off to the Central Goldfields Shire, Lucy Roffey is the CEO there, and she joins us this morning. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. 10 days till Christmas.
I know. And no days until the fire season too. That's here at the moment, so we need to be on our mettle again, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Actually, so fire season was announced on Monday, which is quite late, but you can already see as you're driving around, it's a couple of warmer days that the grass is drying out and and that the danger is there. So we've had our municipal fire prevention officer going around checking properties, and they will issue fire prevention notices if they think people need to do a little bit more to clean up their property. So don't panic when you get a fire prevention notice, but read it, and it's got instructions on there about what people need to do, or you can also ring our customer service team and get some more information as well.
Awesome. Now, last week there was a special media event in Clunes for the World Heritage bid. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, we've been working on a bid with 13 other Central Victorian councils. It's led by the cities of Ballarat and Bendigo, and also the regional tourism body, Victorian Goldfields Tourism Executive. And it is looking at listing the whole region for a World Heritage bid, and it's looking very, very promising. But we're actually looking to the state government for $500,000 to allow us to take the next step. So a lot of work has to happen to identify the key sites within the region and really start developing the bid to put forward for listing into the future. So if people are interested in more information, there is actually a website, goldfieldsworldheritage.com.au, and it's got lots of great information on there all about the bid and what it means and what it's going to mean for the region, because if we can get this listing, we will see an influx of tourism to the region, which will also help with the recovery from the pandemic.
Fantastic. And how do all the mayors get on? All okay, or is there a bit of competitiveness there?
Well, they always talk about a bit of rivalry between Ballarat and Bendigo particularly, but no, they all had a great day and are really working collaboratively on this bid and have been for a couple of years.
Good stuff. Now, Community Grant's going to be talking about that a bit later, actually, on the show, about some over in this neck of the woods, but recipients endorsed by council.
Yeah, look, it's important this year, particularly for Community Grants. And we actually had some additional money through the CASI Community Recovery that we added. So instead of having our usual $30,000 to distribute, we had $60,000. And with a focus, particularly with those CASI grants, on things that might actually help the community recover from the pandemic. So a whole range of organisations got some support. Talbot Farmers Market, the Rotary Club of Maribor, which is looking at a brand refresh for Say No to Family Violence. The Toy Library, Tasmanian Rail Trail, which is doing a Better on a Bike, which is a maintenance, repairs and safe riding program. The Millhouse is doing an interview celebration lunch and Friday feasting, so providing community lunches, which is really important as well. And some other recipients included the Croquet Club in Maribor, the Football Netball Club in Carisbrook, Senior Citizens Club in Talbot. So in lots of different organisations getting support. Another one which is exciting for next year, Committee for Maribor received $6,000 towards the festival that they're putting together, which is a community festival that they're hoping to run in, I think, March. And also just some of the other sporting clubs getting help for things like new umpires, uniforms, etc. So lots and lots of recipients there, and I hope that for all those community groups it really makes a difference to help them support community activities.
Yeah, no, very important indeed. All righty, well, Lucy, thanks for everything during the year. You have a lovely Christmas and New Year. Look forward to chatting again early in the new year with you.
Yeah, you too. I hope you have a great Christmas as well.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Lucy Roffey, CEO, Central Goldfields Shire on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Central Victoria.